And welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and we're at the Helmsley Center in Pier. It's home of the Avera Cancer Institute. And joining me now are Carl and Joan Adam. Thank you so much for coming in and being on the program today.
Thanks for having us, Kara.
So you were actively involved with fundraising for this new Helmsley Center. There's a matching donation, and you're actively participating because you love Pier and the Cancer Institute, or more because you have a personal connection?
You know, Kara, if I can, Joan and I will help and answer the questions that you've put forth for us. But, you know, it's a number of things, Kara. We do love Pier. We love mm-hmm. Central South Dakota. And we certainly have a personal connection. A number of years ago, one of our five children was diagnosed with a rare form of bone cancer. And we spent months on end, about a year, to get his health restored. At the time, we had no cancer center. We had very limited chemotherapy opportunities here at Avera St. Mary's. But this has been something that we've taken great pride in. We're grateful for the opportunity to help lead the fundraising campaign. And so it's personal to us. And we are so grateful for the outpouring support that we've received, not only as a family when our son was enduring this, but the opportunity that we'll have to have cancer care, radiation therapy, and oncology therapy here close to home.
And I think our listeners will know about Conrad and Conrad's clan. I know my children had green t-shirts as well from the eastern side of the state. So. If that's a trigger for our listeners to know, because you did have support from all over the state as well.
We did. The outpouring of support for Conrad was incredible. We were so blessed by so many people. And I think that's why he's healthy and happy today. The blessings and prayers he received from throughout the state rallied behind him. And we were very much blessed by that. And so it feels really good to be able to participate in something like this, the building of a new center here in Pier that will touch many people's lives and improve the health care for them as well.
How far did you have to travel for treatment for Conrad?
Kara, we spent 11 months among several locations, certainly here in Pier, Sioux Falls, Mayo Clinic, and Houston, Texas. You know, the last 7 months of his treatment, we spent in back and forth from Houston, Texas at MD Anderson. So we understand the inconvenience that a diagnosis like this can bring. We were very grateful, as Joan indicated, support not only locally but across the state, across the country. It's been phenomenal, and there isn't a day that goes by that Joan and I aren't asked about our family, and oftentimes very specifically about Conrad and his health. And I think Joan touched on it well. We also recognize, you know, friends and neighbors and residents of this region have been without this kind of care, and we are so grateful for the partnership that Avera and the Helmsley Trust have put forth, the opportunity and the challenge, the initial momentum for us all to be able to make this a reality. It was just 25 short months ago that we stood in the parking lot and said, you know, here's our challenge. Here's the outright gift of $7.5 million. And then the challenge that they presented to us. And we're hopeful that we're able to attain that goal within the time frame to get the full match. We are still working diligently with respect to the fundraising. But then to step into this facility, which we were able to do and received a nice tour on Wednesday evening, it's just phenomenal. It's going to be the most significant benefit in healthcare to Central South Dakota.
And when you talk about the match, you're talking about a $2.5 million match. So the Helmsley Center said, we'll put in $10 million. $7.5 million will go towards construction, but the other $2.5 million you'll get it if you match it, right?
That is accurate.
Okay.
Yes.
And so how far are you in reaching that match?
Well, we have until February of 2019 in order to be able to collect all of the 2.5 in match, provided we have collected that many dollars here as part of our campaign. And we remain very confident that we are going to collect every one of those dollars in order to fully maximize the benefit.
And as you approach people, you approach them saying what? Give your elevator pitch.
Well, you know, I'll start on that. The elevator pitch, first of all, the momentum. This was very significant 25 months ago. At the same time, there were two other significant capital campaigns going on here in this community. So, you know, people of Pierce step up. We step up early. And of Central South Dakota step up early and often. And there isn't many people that we know that haven't been touched by cancer in some way, shape, or form. Not to say that that's the low-hanging fruit, but people understand and rally behind it. Not only individuals have stepped up in a big way, but we've had area businesses that have stepped up in big ways. It's been really heartwarming and gratifying. We see young people having bake sales and car washes and individual little, you know, a penny for the Helmsley Center, things of that nature. Every cent makes a difference, and every dollar makes a difference. A dollar turns into two. So we've been able to, like in most campaigns, we are out of the chute early. We were able to recognize area businesses and individuals that, you know, have maybe this is near and dear to their heart, maybe have lost a loved one or have been affected by it in the past and have had success, and they want others to have the same opportunity for restoring their health. So it's very rewarding to sit in front of people. It's very humbling, and it's hard work. But we've been met very, very willingly by a lot of people and a lot of businesses, and so we are eternally grateful.
So the entire community is rallying around this as well.
Most definitely, and it extends beyond Pierre, because this center will change care for all residents in Central South Dakota. As all of us know, the closest cancer treatment for radiation oncology is 2.5 hours away, and so now the entire region will benefit from the services here.
And are you able to talk about recruiting new physicians and that kind of things as you go around and talk to people, that it's only going to get better?
I think the residents are excited by that as well, that this really does bring a new level of care and services to the area. And, you know, of course, that's always a question. Are we going to be able to bring the people here that we need to? But fortunately, Avera already employs a very talented team and in the oncology area. And then with the addition of the radiation oncology, I think everybody's on board and ready to go.
Would you have had to travel so much if radiation had been here, or was Conrad's treatment a little different, a little more specialized?
And that's a great question, Kara. You know, at the time, you know, Conrad's diagnosis was very rare and stage 4. He had a primary tumor in his leg and a secondary tumor on his spine, and it needed to go to a different level of care. But certainly, you know, we weren't even able to be diagnosed here. So we didn't have any of that cancer, that initial cancer or oncology consult that we were able to have here. We had to leave this zip code. This is going to be world-class cancer care that Avera's going to be able to provide to, you know, residents of Central South Dakota. We have many friends that we can unfortunately count on probably two hands that are currently traveling daily. Mm-hmm. And they've set up routines of friends and family driving them to and from so they can sleep in their own bed at night. There is nothing better for, I think, recovery and well-being and comfort is to be able to remain at home as long and as often as you can. So, you know, people make the extra effort to do that on behalf of their friends and loved ones.